Welcome to The Last Word on CKVI 91.9 The Cave Educational Radio. This is Aviva Jacob.
And Piper Curtis.
And we'll be guiding you through this edition on the Kingston Women's Art Festival.
The Women's Art Festival is an important part of Kingston's local culture, art scene, and contributes to the overall improvement of our community.
We're going to discuss the history and origin of the festival in the 1970s and following years, then move into the festival as it is today, focusing on its impact, who it involves, and what they have to say about it. Finally, we'll conclude by talking about the future of the festival, who it has already helped, and the goals set for it.
Before we begin, enjoy this song, Me and My Friend by Julie Duran.
Friend, we are not friendly anymore. We have not talked for so long. And if we had to talk, what could we say, sitting side by side? Well, so long ago, we were dancing and singing. We could be together and say nothing. So long ago, it all meant much more than this. Well, the pond, it seems so quiet tonight, and the swans are all huddled together. Well, I stand alone here on my way home again, where no one is there waiting. So long ago, we were dancing and singing, and it all meant something. Well, so long ago, me and my friend, we were friendly, and now we don't see each other no more.
Welcome back to CKVI 91.9 The Cave. You're listening to The Last Word. In the late 70s, a group of women who were interested in promoting the work of female artists had the idea to start running the Women's Art Festival.
Since conception, the festival has grown significantly and features almost 200 artists, a full day of women's music performances, a silent auction, a children's activity area, great food, and 3,000 visitors each year.
All nonprofit organizations serving women and children are encouraged to come out and support the Women's Art Festival, which has a long history of providing funds to area programs and services for women and children. This funding support remains important to the festival.
A complimentary space is made available for these organizations to come to the festival, display their information, and talk to guests about their services. Interested programs and services for women and children can contact committee@womensartfestivalkingston.ca to reserve a space for each year's festival.
The original concept for the festival has, for the most part, remained unchanged. This unique, one-day rain-or-shine art festival has four facets: celebrating women's creativity through the arts, providing a forum for artists to display their work and meet other artists, encouraging women to meet, exchange ideas, and connect with women's organizations, and fundraising for local women's organizations.
This non-juried event features original art designed and created by women and includes painting, printmaking, sculpture and pottery, jewelry, drawing, photography, and fabric art, just to name a few.
Visitors can enjoy an afternoon of artwork, a children's craft area, a silent auction, and a great selection of food and refreshments from the year's food vendor. The support of volunteers is needed to help manage the administrative and on-site tasks of this great community event featuring and in support of women. To find out more about volunteer opportunities, please send an email to committee@womensfestivalkingston.ca or call Anna Kovakis at 613-547-8514.
The festival also features music performed by local female musicians. The local duo 11AM, comprised of students Aviva Jacob and Mari Hansen, have performed at the annual festival since 2011. Here's their song, Through You. Welcome back to The Last Word here on CKVI 91.9 The Cave, where we're discussing Kingston's Women's Art Festival. Each year, the festival, usually held on the third Sunday in August, is open to female artists who design and create original artwork. The total body of work must be handmade by the women artists who register. The local artists can be young and old alike and donate 20% of their art sales to the year's supported organizations. The festival encourages and appreciates the support of male partners and friends. However, in keeping with the spirit of the festival, women artists must be present to interpret their work and manage their displays. The art showcased at the festival is always creative and diverse, including paintings, clothing, beautifully hand-hooked rugs, and art dolls, to name just a little of what one can expect to see. One Kingston area artist works with textiles and embroidering, creating artistic dolls as a form of self-expression, which she has displayed and sold at the festival in the past. According to her interview with Kingston This Week, the local artist Shirley Dowell, who has also acted as a chairperson for the festival in the past, The festival is still going strong. She looks forward to it every year. She just thinks it's great. It's a lot of work to put it on, but it's something she has always enjoyed doing. It's just fun to stand back and look at all the tents and to know she has put on another successful show that people enjoy. While the event is about showcasing local women artists, it is also about lending a helping hand to some of the organizations that need it the most. According to Shirley, funding for women's groups is being cut back and they need money. She also participates in the festival herself, selling unique bags she has designed and crafted by hand. She says people in the craft world come together almost as a family. At the festival, they are seeing friends they've met over the years. People can sit and relax and have some food and have fun. The silent auction also takes place throughout the day, with pieces donated by each artist taking part in the show. Successful bidders are then announced in the park toward the end of the day and can receive their prizes. Beautiful pieces of art.
Each year, the Women's Art Festival takes place in Kingston's beautiful city park. The event shares the park with Kingston's British Car Exhibition, another attraction for the day. The number of artists who exhibit has grown from about 50 in the beginning to over 200 in recent years. About one-third of exhibitors each year are new to the festival. Several artists have inspired their daughters and granddaughters to participate, resulting in multiple generations exhibiting together.
As the festival is a fundraising event, supporting numerous local organizations serving women and children in our region, there are not funds available to pay for performances. However, the festival boasts more than 3,000 guests each year, providing performers with a valuable opportunity to grow their fan base and sell any merchandise they may have. The event has grown from its small roots to become a well-recognized and highly anticipated Kingston event. The crowd is always representative of the whole community, and many local residents make it an annual outing for the whole family. It has also become a favorite with the tourist crowd as it appeals to people of all ages and genders.
After expenses, the balance of funds are donated to women's organizations who have applied to the festival for funding. In the last 28 years, the Women's Art Festival has donated over $80,000 to support women and children who live in Kingston and the surrounding area. Women and children are among the groups of oppressed people in modern society and have struggled for equality and support in the past. It is one of the main goals of the festival to not only vocally, but also financially support this group. Stay tuned and stick around to the last word here on CKVI 91.9 The Cave. Here's Dream Map by Kingston's own Dorothea Pass.
Welcome back to The Last Word on the Kingston Women's Art Festival here on CKVI 91.9 The Cave. The future looks bright for this ever-growing festival. Each year, the event attracts new artists and an increasing number of attendees, young and old, both men and women alike. The festival aims to continue its support of women and children in our community. The following are some of the organizations who have received funding from the Women's Art Festival already.
Dawn House Women's Shelter, Interval House, Baby and Me, Disabled Women United for Change, Elizabeth Fry, Kingston Community Counseling Services, Street Health Center, Southeastern Ontario Breastfeeding Coalition, Kingston Immigrant Services Multicultural Women's Program, HIV/AIDS Regional Services, Postpartum Adjustment Coalition, Breast Cancer Action Kingston, Women's Training and Employment Program, Disabled Women's Network, and Anorexia and Bulimia Association of Kingston. Equality and support for women are ever improving, but there's still a long way to go. It is through organizations such as the Kingston Women's Art Festival that we as a community can work towards this goal.
In modern society, many women still struggle to be recognized for creativity, passion, and talent. Some female artists are repressed or marginalized in favor of a male artist. Although problems like these are starting to go away, through hard work by people like the organizers, volunteers, and contributors of Kingston's Women's Art Festival, the problem still exists. The oppression of women doesn't only hurt women. There are mothers, sisters, daughters, teachers, mentors, neighbors, politicians, civil servants, and fellow community members. When women are oppressed, people are oppressed. So help end the oppression of women and end the oppression of people. Get involved in events like Kingston's Women's Art Festival. Display your art, perform your original music, or just volunteer, lend a hand, because someone needs it. I took the time to speak to one of Kingston's local female artists to hear what she has to say about the festival, oppression, and art. I have on the phone local female artist Madison Strong. How long have you been doing art?
For as long as I can remember.
And what kind of art do you do?
I paint and I draw and I like to sculpt.
In your art, where do you typically find inspiration?
I really like outdoors, so I will be outside, and if I see something that inspires me, I'll take a picture of it and use it later in my art.
Do you think that gender affects art?
Nope, I guess not.
Do you think that it's important for our community to support women in the arts?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel that oppression of women is still a problem in modern society?
I think it is.
Do you think that things like the Women's Art Festival are important and can help change the fact that women are still oppressed in modern society?
Yes. Yes.
What does art have to do with oppression?
It lets women express themselves and get out their emotion.
What makes art important to you?
I guess it started out as a hobby, and now I'm going to pursue it throughout post-secondary. And it means a lot to me, like, emotionally, and I just like to use it, or to do it all the time.
Why should other people care about art?
Because I think it really does shape our society, and people don't really realize how much we use art and how art is everywhere. And it can affect people's emotions so much.
Do you think that men care about supporting women in the arts?
Yeah. I think if men can appreciate art, and then they'll support the women who do it too.
Do you think it's a good idea for women to get involved in things like the Women's Art Festival?
Yeah, I think it helps our art community, especially in Kingston, and that way more women get to showcase what they can do.
So you'd encourage people to get involved with the festival?
Oh yeah, totally. I think it's a great opportunity.
Thank you. That was the local female youth artist, Madison Strong, sharing her thoughts on the Women's Art Festival, oppression, and art here on The Last Word. Stay tuned. Thank you. This is Piper Curtis.
And Aviva Jacob.
And this has been The Last Word on CKVI Radio discussing the Kingston Women's Art Festival. Thanks for listening.
We'll send you off with a song by Canadian artist Ariana Gillis. This is Boom Da.
Strike the melody, chant the melody.